Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse, today should remain mostly sunny with a high near 87 degrees. Tonight partly cloudy with a low around 74. Wednesday showers and thunderstorms likely, mainly before 2 p.m. Mostly cloudy with a high near 87. Chance of precipitation is 60%. New rainfall amounts between a tenth and a quarter of an inch. And in the news for today and our continuing reports on candidates and issues for the upcoming Wisconsin primary elections scheduled for Tuesday, August 9th. Today, the lieutenant governor contenders where the eventual winner will replace the current office holder, Democrat Mandela Barnes, who was first elected in 2018 and is currently running for the United States Senate. First, the Democrats. Peng Her is a first-generation American. He and his family came to this country from Laos when Peng was 5 years old. Sponsored by a church in Oskaloosa, Iowa, he became a United States citizen in 1986. He has worked with the nationally renowned UW-Madison Institute for Research on Poverty, where he was part of the Dream Up Wisconsin initiative. Issue quotes from Her follow: I am pro-choice and unequivocally support reproductive rights. I support Attorney General Call's lawsuit to repeal Wisconsin's 1849 law that criminalizes abortion even in cases for rape and incest. I would work to codify Roe v. Wade. On ending gun violence, he would work to ban assault rifles, high-capacity magazines, and bump stocks, pass universal background checks and red flag laws that removes a firearm from a person who the courts have deemed a danger to others and to themselves, invest in violence prevention programs using a public health approach, on protecting voter rights. As a first-generation American, I know firsthand what the sacred right to vote means. As your lieutenant governor, I will always defend it. I will fight to end gerrymandering so that the legislature truly represents the people. Sarah Rodriguez is a registered nurse, healthcare executive, and Democrat politician. She is a current member of the Wisconsin State Assembly, representing the 13th Assembly District, comprising Eastern Brookfield, the village of Elm Grove, and Western Wauwatosa. She won election to her first term in November 2020. She was born and raised in Milwaukee. Rodriguez quotables include, "My career has been in public health and healthcare. I look at just about everything through that lens. We know that our community is stronger if we have safe drinking water for all. We know our community is stronger if we reduce gun violence. We know that helping mothers and children with prenatal, maternal support, paid family leave, and stronger early childhood education makes families and communities stronger. We know that when we invest in education, we make our economy stronger." Rodriguez is pro-choice and also supports Call's lawsuit to repeal Wisconsin's 1849 abortion rule. Among her main priorities are expanding childcare services across the state, supporting small businesses, and averting a major win for Republicans this election cycle. "I have over 60 endorsements all across the state," she said. "The lieutenant governor is going to need a large network to make sure that we can lift other candidates so that they do not get a supermajority in our gerrymandered state." In Wisconsin, the lieutenant governor position is a politically separate position and is not elected as a partisan team with the governor. Tomorrow, we will look at the Republicans running for this position. Information for today's report came from Ballotpedia, Wikipedia, and Wisconsin Public Radio. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.